wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Jesus passeth by. Whom? For shocking disappointment, just put your confidence in men. And if you want to be utterly miserable, just look at yourself and live a self-centered life. But if you want pure delight and complete satisfaction, then consider that one perfect man, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God's beloved and eternal Son. Let us then trace his footsteps as he walked among people of all kinds. My subject is, Jesus passeth by. Whom? Once the crowd cried, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by, and it was really true. That message reached the ear of the blind beggar Bartimaeus and stirred him to action, which led to his salvation and healing. May this message reach the ears of many such souls and lead them to earnestly seek the Lord Jesus for salvation. Those who uttered that cry were themselves so adverse to our Lord, they tried to silence Bartimaeus' cry for mercy, but he called on and was saved. Some of the greatest tributes to our Lord were paid to him by his enemies as they derided him. At Calvary they cried, He saved others, himself he cannot save. To this we answer, Hallelujah. Again his enemies said, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. For this we praise God. Jesus of Nazareth passeth by, and in all our Lord's ministry he did pass by certain people while he paused and blessed others. Neighbor, this fact greatly affects you. For if Jesus passes you by, then you are hopelessly lost. He's the only Savior, and if he passes you by, you might get all the preachers of the land or hire all the priests of the world to pray for you, but you will still die in your sins and go down to hellfire, hopelessly lost forever. And all their prayers would avail nothing. And you can't hire Mary to pray for you either. The Blessed Mother of our Lord is not for hire. But her word to you is, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. No one's prayers will be a substitute for your willful disobedience. At the funeral of a town leader, who was a very wicked man, a preacher prayed to the Almighty God that if he could not take that man to heaven in his usual way, to make a special way to get him in. But that preacher's prayer availed nothing, for Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And God has said, The wicked shall be turned into hell. No prayers of preachers or of priests will cause God to deny his Son or to make his own word a lie. Each one of us must turn from our sins and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, or else. If Jesus passes you by, religious schemes will avail nothing for your precious soul. Sometimes we see the bright side to be so bright, we do not pause to consider the dark side. Just like a family receiving their loved one saved from a sinking ship, but forgetting the many who sank with the ship. Often Christians pray for another Pentecost, and they want to see 3,000 saved in one day. That was truly wonderful, but it was also tragic. At Pentecost, at least 500,000 Jews crowded that city and its suburbs as the 120 brethren with the apostles manifested the power of the Holy Spirit and preached the risen Savior. 3,000 were converted. But remember the 497,000 who refused the claims of Christ. What a tragedy. It was as if you had a powerful gospel meeting with 200 lost people and only one turned to Christ. And thus it was through all the ministry of our Lord Jesus. One here and one there were blessed and transformed, but the multitudes remained unblessed as he passed them by. What a tragedy. Neighbors, Come along with me. Let's follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ and see not only the few who entered the straight gate by submission to him and his word, but also the many who went down that broad road to destruction as they refused the only Savior. We will see those whom Jesus passed by and seek to learn why he did so. Remember, he's no respecter of persons. He's not partial toward any race or social station of life. He came to save sinners of all races and nations, the rich or the poor, the educated or the unlearned. He doesn't save you because your parents were Christians, nor does he damn you because your father was an infidel. He is no respecter of persons. Then why did he pass by so many and pause and save others? We shall see. And remember, if Jesus passes you by, what matters all else? You may climb to religious heights and become a priest or a preacher. You may work earnestly for your church and pay regularly into its coffers, but to no avail. For if you are without Christ, then you are without God, and you have no hope forever. We shall trace our Lord's footsteps in the Gospel of Luke. We start at Nazareth. The Lord Jesus definitely passed them by. Why was it? They liked his preaching until he spoke a blessing to the Gentiles. That so stung their national and religious pride, they cast him out and he passed them by. Pride is in every human heart, and the faithful words of Jesus sting our pride like a slap in the face. Some resent it at first, but then repent. And the Lord blesses them. But Nazareth would not repent and remained in determined unbelief, so that Jesus passed them by. This he will do today with every individual who clings to his pride and will not repent. He passes them by, for he himself said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Leaving Nazareth, our Lord meets people by the Sea of Galilee who pressed upon him to hear the word of God. The blessed Savior will not pass by those who hunger to hear the word of God, whether they're listening to a street preacher or searching God's word for themselves to find how they can be saved. He will reveal himself to such earnest souls. We now follow our Lord into a synagogue in Capernaum. There a man cried out, "Let us alone! Let us alone! Is this your cry?" Today some people tell missionaries to leave the heathen alone. The men of Gadara wanted Jesus to go away and leave them alone. They thought more of their hogs than of God's son. Our Lord left them never to return. He passes by all such. Neighbor, if you are so in love with your possessions that you do not want your Savior, he will pass you by forever. But look over there. A leper has called out of his distress to Jesus. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. The Lord Jesus could not pass him by, but answered, I will, be thou clean. And so will he bless today those who call upon him in their distress. Next, we follow our Lord to Chorazin and Bethsaida. He patiently lingered, preaching the word and doing mighty works, but they would not repent. So that he must pass them by too. As he does, he cried, Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! They were left with God's judgment. But when our Lord saw Levi, he stopped just long enough to speak these two words, Follow me. And Levi instantly obeyed. The Lord remained with Levi, blessing and using the man who obeyed his call. Jesus Christ is Lord and King. His word is to be obeyed. He calls upon you, as on Levi, to forsake all else and everyone else and take up your cross and follow him. Have you obeyed his voice? He bestows his eternal salvation on all those who obey him. And he wants to make us obedient children of God. Our Lord Jesus said, I am the truth. And because he hates the false, he cried, Woe unto you hypocrites! He hates hypocrisy. And that is why the Savior passes by so many church members today. They're just plain hypocrites. They pretend to be Christians while they love the world that crucified Christ. Neighbor, whatever else you are, don't be another one of those religious hypocrites. They sing when we all get to heaven, but they're going to hellfire. For Jesus said, Woe unto you hypocrites! The Bible tells us we're dead in sin. Dead. That means away from God, helpless and hopeless. Only to such there comes the life-giving voice of Jesus, as he said, "The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." Some fatalists say the sinner is dead, so he cannot even hear God's word. But Jesus said the dead would hear his voice and live. At Nain, he demonstrated this. In a coffin was a dead man. Jesus put his hand on the casket and called, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." That dead young man did hear his voice, and he sat up in the casket. He lived. Neighbor, when you get on your knees and cry, "Lord Jesus, I'm only a dead sinner. Cause me to hear thy voice and live. Jesus, Savior, please do not pass me by. I want to be saved." That cry will cause the Son of God to stand still and meet your need. Believe me, I know, for I experienced that over 66 years ago it was. Next, we see the Lord weeping over Jerusalem as he cries, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered thee, but ye would not." He would, but they would not. There was no response to his lingering mercy. But following our Lord into Simon's house, we see a harlot weeping at his feet and clinging to him in faith. He passed by Jerusalem, but to this repentant soul he said, "Thy sins are forgiven, thy faith has saved thee, go in peace." He did not pass her by, and he will not pass you by. When you seek the Lord Jesus to save you from your sins and to change your life. At the end of our Lord's earthly ministry, we see him in Herod's palace, where he is set at naught, for Herod loved his adulterous woman and his wine parties. When he leaves Pilate's judgment hall, we call that world-pleasing Pilate and that sin-loving Herod and all such today. We say to them, "Look, Herod, look, Pilate, see that Jesus Christ of Nazareth going out to Calvary. He has passed you by. You turned down your Savior, your only hope, and now you're forever lost, for Jesus of Nazareth has passed you by." But at the cross we hear a cry from a man about to be lost forever. "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Does Jesus pass him by? No. Listen, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Here we conclude. If any would repent and seek the Lord for salvation, he drew near and saved them. But if they would not, he passed them by. Neighbor, you are in danger of being in that big crowd that Jesus passes by. Will you not in desperate earnestness cry, "Lord Jesus, do not pass me by. I want to be saved now. Lord Jesus, I call upon thy name." But if not, then I must leave you with this warning. Time is running out. The end of all things is at hand. Jesus is passing by. The call is heard today. Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. But soon another cry shall ring the air, so that your benighted soul shall tremble in utter despair as you hear, "Jesus of Nazareth has passed by. It is too late forever." I have reviewed for you the earthly ministry of Christ Jesus as he came into the world to save sinners. Did you notice that he rarely ever returned but passed by as his final act? And he never tried in any way to force his salvation on anyone. He went within their reach, but then the move was theirs to make. And so it is with you today, neighbor. I fear that you may reason thus. "I have often heard the gospel. I don't need to be in a hurry about these matters." But one day you will hear the gospel for the last time, and God will not hang a label on it to tell you it is the last time. But just as quietly as this message ends, so there will have gone forever your last opportunity to be saved. Tell me, if you knew this was the final end of God's mercy to you, what would you do? Remember, there's an end to the forbearance and mercy of God to your soul. Don't trifle with the almighty ruler of the universe, for it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.